Cape Talk. Cars with Juliet Maguire.
And she made it. She made it through the traffic.
Just. It took me about 25 minutes from the stadium to this building.
Did it really?
Yeah. I don't know why, because the robots are all working. So it wasn't an electricity thing. I don't know
it's
what it was.
It's just a people thing. It's a driver thing.
It is
a bad driver thing. It's a, just in case the traffic light goes down, I'm going to drive badly because,
yes, and block the intersection.
Thing. What car were you driving in?
Well, I came here in the Datsun Go, which we've spoken about before, that little cheapo 145.
The one that you love so much.
Yeah, that one I do. It was that Mahindra that I couldn't. This
you
one,
do,
far
you
better.
You like the little Datsun Go. Okay.
I do.
But we're not
it.
Talking about that because you haven't had enough time to fall in love with it properly yet.
No. Tomorrow, well, I'm actually talking about a car that is only launching in South Africa tomorrow, which is the Lexus UX. But I have driven it because I was lucky enough to go to Sweden for the international launch.
Poor thing.
I know. I had to throw that in. I went with Car Magazine's editor, Terence Steenkamp, and we had such an amazing time. I forgot that I was there for the car for part of the time until I remembered why I was there. But anyways, Lexus are known for their SUVs, but they needed something to compete with the Audi Q3 and BMW X1 and that sort of crossover thing. And so enter the UX. Now, it's what I call a Marmite car because it's you either love the look or you hate the look. Lexus loves those sort of angles and sort of straight, sharp lines, which I wish they would sort of move away from. I mean, I know it's very sort of typical Lexus, but it's a design language that I think they could move on from. But although it does stand out from the crowd, it's a small little compact car. Inside, really luxurious though. The only thing that Lexus still has, it's their trackpad. So it's almost like a mouse trackpad that you use to, you know, sort of use the infotainment system. But we drive on the right-hand side. And so if you're not left-handed, it's quite tricky. Although in Sweden, I was on the other side, so I could use my right hand and still as tricky. So I blame the trackpad. I don't think that's me and my coordination. So that's just a little bit of a pain. It's not the biggest car, so if you do care about your passengers, I would just check that rear leg room before passing.
Four-seater.
Yeah, four-seater. The launch kicks off tomorrow. They've got a UX200 EX. It's got a 2-litre petrol engine. But then they've also got the UX250 HSE, which is a hybrid. So that's got like a fuel consumption or claimed fuel consumption of just 4.5 litres per 100 Ks, which is pretty good. The 2-litre petrol engine is 6.1 litres, so it's still good. And there is a top-of-the-range UX200 F-Sport, which gives it a bit of an extra kit and sport-esque driving mode and blah, 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 which if you've got the money, sure, why not? Pricing is actually, if you go to carmag.co.za, they have all the pricing. They tend to get it before all of us. Before me, even. I don't know what that's about. I feel like I'm far more important. But I would never tell them that. But anyways, you go
to
them.
Well,
I know. They're probably going to listen to this now because they've heard their name mentioned. Anyways, but they do have the pricing. But as from tomorrow, everybody will have it. And my review will be on JulietMaguire.com by, well, I'm not going to say it tomorrow, probably the next day.
What is the pricing?
Well, I think it starts at about 500 and maybe just under 600,000 rand for the entry level one.
Okay. And that compares with, you said they're up against the Q3 and the X1. Is that sort
it's
of ballpark?
Yeah, okay. It's that sort of price range. But it's quite, it's a sort of car. It's a unique niche car for me. It's not something that I would necessarily go. I think it's a styling thing. If you really like the image and the style of it, you're going to get it. And it's a Lexus. And it's the first time they're playing in this field. So I think that uniqueness is what's going to attract its buyers. But anyway, I was looking at, because CarMag had a thing on the top selling passenger cars of January this year. What do you think was the number one spot? The best-selling car in South Africa, January.
One usually goes something like Polo Vivo or Toyota Corolla, doesn't one?
You see, John, this is, I've taught you so much over the years. So it's one, Volkswagen Polo, two, Vivo, three, Toyota Corolla. Do you see how much he's learned? I'm so impressed. And then it goes on, it's Toyota, Fortuna and Hyundai. And then, in fact, there are four Toyotas in there. They're a good brand, aren't they? And then the last two, 9 and 10 position, is Ford EcoSport and Ford Figo. So quite interesting. I think Ford and Toyota must be thrilled because they did quite well in January.
Thank you very, very, very much. That's the Datsun Go in 2 weeks' time. Oh, I can't wait to hear about that.
Do you know what, Steve? You've heard about it already.
I have.
Yes, but I'll do it again. I'll remind you.
Yeah. Or you might talk about another car because you change cars the way I change shoes.
Glad you said shoes.
Well, I did think of saying something else, but decided against it. Juliet Maguire of JulietMaguire.com. Thank you very, very much indeed.